Tonight, can it be a whitewash 3-0 Queensland, New South Wales?
Fingers crossed. And look, they don't come along very often. The Maroons have only done it four times. Our next guest was involved in, I'm going to say, two of those. He can tell us very soon. Maroons legend Gary Belcher. Hello, Badge. How are you, mate?
G'day, Nugget. Yes, mate.
Two of those, back-to-back, 89-90?
88-89. Yeah, off the back of a couple of wins in 87. So we had a good run there. But I was surprised to read that it's only been four times Queensland have had clean sheets. I think three times New South Wales have done it to us. So they're very rare. They're very hard to come by. And hopefully the boys can do it tonight.
And will that be the conversation from Kev during the week and Cameron Smith? That, boys, yeah, the series is won, but we've got a really rare opportunity here. Doesn't come very often that you get to game three and you're up two blot. Let's not. And even this magnificent team has only done it once in 2010. Mm. Will that have been Kev's message during the week? Don't let this opportunity slip.
Oh, I think it would have been mentioned. I don't know how much, you know, you can't really base your whole game about that, and that kind of those kind of thoughts and emotions don't last for too long once you're out in the heat of the battle. But I reckon it would have been, I don't know how they keep getting motivated, this team. They've been amazing for so long, and I guess that would be another thing that drives them, as well as Corey Parker's final game. I think that's, he's a pretty special player amongst the group, and they'd be wanting to send him out on a high, and hopefully also wanting to send Paul Gallen out on a low.
Well, I was going to say, Paul Gallen, he lit the fuse earlier in the week when he referred to us Queenslanders as bad winners. I use the example, well, we don't know what kind of winner Paul Gallen is because he's never won anything, so he might be just as bad as us. But grub aside, there's very few blokes who've given more to their state than Paul Gallen has.
I agree. He's been a very good player for them. You know, I think they could really shine tonight if Gal let someone else take the ball up occasionally.
Let somebody else have a hit up.
Mate, I've got to tell you, Nugget, it pisses me off the way he has a go at Queenslanders like that. But I guess if he's going to talk about bad winners, then he's got a lot of experience there. Because I reckon he would have lost more games than any other New South Wales player in 109 years of interstate rivalry.
He does hold the record. He's won. He's played. Tonight's his 24th game. Of the 23 he's played, he's won 8. Jeez. He's the losingest blue
15.
Ever.
Yeah, that's right.
15
so,
and 8.
You know, I guess he's had a lot of experience in that department. But I think this team, especially, is very humble.
Matt, do you think New South Wales will change their game plan for this one?
Well, they've got a few different players in there. They're some pretty special players in James Tedesco, and I guess they'll be trying to find a way to get him involved. It's a tricky one at ANZ Stadium. It's always a bit difficult down there to slippery surface, you can't go too close to the edges, so effectively the field's a bit narrower. That's probably why we don't see so many points scored. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Tedesco used around the middle of the ruck, just backing up the big guys, the big units, fairly often, because he's pretty lethal in that department.
And the concern, I reckon, for the Blues tonight, Badge, is the fact that really they've got one kicker in James Maloney. Jack Bird, who it looks like he will start at 5-8, seems to be the given. He's not really a general play kicker. Robbie Farah does a little bit. But I just get the feeling James Maloney could have a very tough night at the office tonight.
Could have a fair bit of pressure on him, couldn't he? Yeah, that's a good point. Give Kevy a call, mate. You got his number.
Yeah, no, I'll give him a call.
He hasn't thought of that one.
Yeah, no, I reckon some smarter minds than me may have thought of that already. But I just think, take Maloney out of it, they're going to look a bit rudderless.
Yeah, they could. I don't really know a lot about Jack Bird's kicking game. He's got to have a kicking game. He played most of the year last year for the Sharks in the halves at 5-8. So he's going to have something there. But yeah, there'll be a fair bit on James Maloney. He's a really laid-back character, Maloney. I don't think he's going to feel too much pressure. And let's remember, you can't pressure kickers like you used to be able to. So it's not as bad on the kickers as it was a few years ago.
A big fella, as per usual, winner, margin, a man of the match, and Wally Lewis medalist, please.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Wednesday morning, I got you working on the rents, Jim.
Can I just say, Queensland?
Yep.
There's never a real big scoreline there, but I'll say 8+ because I'm hoping we've got a little bit of breathing space in the last few minutes. Love to see Corey Parker be the best player on the field. He's done that a few times recently, so he'd be the man. And what's the Wally Lewis? Is that for the player of the series?
That's the player of the series.
Oh, gee, it's always hard to go past Cam Smith, isn't it?
Cam Smith. I thought you might stay with the fullbacks fraternity and go with Darius Boyd.
He's been great, hasn't he, Darius? Yeah, look, right across the field. And if Josh Papali was playing, I think he would have been a big chance for it too, but of course he's missing this third one. So, I'll stick with the old tried and true Cam Smith. I've nominated him for the last 23 years. So,
Laura, I've just said you'll get one right eventually.
Yeah.
Gary Belcher, but of course on Sports Day Queensland tonight on Zinc. Big fella, enjoy Origin 3. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Go to Maroons.
Nugget and L for breakfast. Real music variety all day.
Zinc. 96.1.